Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Friday, the 25th of May, 2012. Hope you're having a great day. Looking forward to a big weekend. Hopefully, the wind will die down and we can enjoy our three-day Memorial Day weekend. I am Bill Buckmaster, and we thank you for choosing the Buckmaster Show. We are live Monday through Friday at noon on AM 1030 KVOI. Tucson's intelligent voice, and also the most powerful news talk station in Southern Arizona. We stream our show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and the station's website, kvoi.com, and we have 24/7 anytime, anywhere in the world listening on my show. TucsonSentinel.com carries our program, as does TucsonCitizen.com, and we have those shows posted by about 2 o'clock every afternoon. Today's Friday Focus interview spotlights the efforts in Green Valley to establish that community's first Pima County Park. If you have a question or comment for us, call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. Friday Focus on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Residents in the community of Green Valley are raising funds and partnering with local community and business groups in an effort to create the first ever Pima County Park in their community. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show is Chuck Catino, a charter member of what's called the Baja Club. Baja stands for Born Again Jocks Association, which is spearheading this park push. With me in studio to question Mr. Catino, Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. Dan and Chuck, good to see you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
My question, the first question right out of the gate, Chuck, why is there no public park right now in Green Valley? I mean, it was a surprise to me to learn that there wasn't a public park.
The fact of the matter is, I believe that the community was never strong enough to utilize a connection with the county until GVCCC started to become a quasi-governmental agency in the area. The county didn't hear from us. They weren't impressed with what was going on. We're a bunch of rich old people waiting to die.
But they sure have heard from you recently. And what time frame, when did this effort really begin, you and your friends at the Baja Club?
Well, in 1998, we incorporated. In 1997, we had one field to play at Animax Park, which was gifted from the county park system to the town of Sarita. And that field had a short fence on the right field side, so the left-handers just loved it. And at that time, Dan Felix was the director of Parks and Rec and came out to see what he could do to either build a second park or extend that one. Nothing ever got done because once it was turned over to the town of Sarita, they were incorporated and they had big plans for the rest of their town in the future.
So you were back at square one.
Exactly.
Here's Dan Scheer now at the Green Valley News.
So roughly, Chuck, you guys need $5 million to pull this off. How are you going to get it?
Well, roughly, we only need about $3.5 million right now because we've already gotten a lot of in-kind donations from large corporations. The county does not consider us their partner, as a matter of fact, because we're going to be a public-private partnership when the bond issue goes forward, if it passes. As of right now, we have come up with about $1.39 million of in-kind work and some public donations. And since the newspapers made an editorial about this project, we've gotten about 8 or 9 new donations, tax-deductible donations to the Pima County Parklands Foundation for the project. It's either Baja 137 project or PR 137 because it's a Parks and Rec. A lot of people thought that this couldn't be done, but it is getting done. Caterpillar Corporation today is out at the site with the last of two or three men and six pieces of equipment. They have committed to doing what they did for the county at Sarita Park about 22 years ago when they built Sarita Park.
Give us the location for our listeners, and we're talking about roughly about 53 acres of land.
Correct.
And where is that?
If you're going towards Madera Canyon on White House Canyon Road, the first right turn is Camino de la Canoa, and you turn right and you go 2.4 tenths of a mile. It's an old gravel pit being reclamated, and that was one of the reasons why we were chosen to be a Tier 1 project in the 2008 bond issue. Huckleberry, Mr. Chuck Huckleberry, our county administrator, recommended he recommended only $2 million at the time that the
For the 2008 bond.
Right. It's still coming. Probably 2014 or 15.
Before that.
Maybe.
And that leads me, Chuck Attino, to the question. You say you've got $1.5 million roughly and change. Could this be done entirely privately without the county's support, without a bond effort?
It could, but it would always be county because the land was donated by Canoa Preserve LLC and the county accepted it to be a future park. They are extremely happy with the fact that we are their partner. We've probably gone into the facts of we don't need them to call us a partner because they've only come up with a small
right.
amount of money
right.
compared to what we're doing.
But I think it's important to point out, Chuck, that while a lot of projects have to wait for a bond to pass, this one isn't going to. You're going to move forward with it. You just said the bond could come in 2014 or 15, but right. you're not waiting.
No, I'm hopeful that we'll have enough private tax deductible funds going through the Parklands Foundation. Getting the county to come up with a little bit more. And I'm hopeful that we'll be playing in 2013 prior to our regular season. Our regular season begins when most of the snowbirds return. That's January 1 through March 29th. But right now we have...
You're a baseball player, and I want to point out that I am looking at a very fit man who is in his... mid-70s,
76.
I mean, a guy that was about 20 years ago had open-heart surgery. You're doing pretty darn good.
I died and went to heaven.
Hey, and if people, and if my friends from, a lot of people know I'm from Chicagoland, and so is Chuck. Hear a little bit of a Chicago accent there, but you say the best day of your life was moving out here.
Yes, yes, it was. I was born again, and that's one of the reasons why we call ourselves Born Again Jocks.
Can I, Dan? I want to ask you a question about why Green Valley. I understand as I led off by asking why there are no public parks, but there are private parks.
Right. About 70% of the residents of Green Valley belong to what's called Green Valley Recreation, and they have 13 rec centers down there with pools. And you've got a woodworking shop and ceramics and this and that. So much of the community is plugged in that way. But you know what we're lacking down there? We're lacking a place where people just go to meet their friends, a kind of a plaza like they would have in Mexico or a town square. We don't have one place that people can point to and say, yeah, that's kind of the place where the community meets.
Kind of a meeting center, a town
yes.
hall, village green, as we
there
used
you go.
To call it back in the Chicago area.
The park system, during our winter sessions, we draw maybe 300 or 400 people out there for the tournament that ends, and it ends with a bye-bye snowbird party. Mm-hmm. We begin our season with a welcome back snowbirds. We are about 500 family members.
Chuck, tell me about what you envision for this 53 acres. There'll be ball fields, obviously, baseball fields, but what else?
Well, there's going to be seven Ramadas, different sizes. There's going to be a senior exercise and health walk. The health department did give us $25,000 a grant a few weeks ago so that we can get the construction documents paid for. We have to operate after the documents because I can't go and ask for donations of in-kind or discounted if I can't present them with something that says here's what our final goal is going to be. It's a ongoing thing, and right now we're looking at the possibility of two softball fields. In the end, it's going to be four softball fields, picnic areas, several of them. If the $4 million that we are now tier one doesn't require the $2,008 being probably a $8 million project, we may have a little band shell. We have no idea. There was going to be a senior center, but it's the $1 million part of the project that when Chuck cut it from 5 to 2 and then went back to 4, we were easily saying we don't have to have a senior center in a senior community. We have several at GVR.
We are speaking with Chuck Atino. Chuck is a charter member of what he calls and his friends call the Baja Club. Baja stands for Born Again Jocks Association, and they are spearheading this project to have Pima County's first public park in the community of Green Valley. We will continue with Chuck Atino and Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News after we hear from the Buckmaster Show sponsors. Stay with us.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We are speaking with Chuck Catino, a charter member of what's called the Baja Club. Baja stands for Born Again Jocks Association. Obviously, these are people who care a lot about sports, and they are spearheading an effort in Green Valley to establish the first ever Pima County Park. With me is Dan Shear, the editor of the Green Valley News and Sojourita Sun, and Terry is on the Buckmaster Show live line. Terry, I understand you're a baseball fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm brokenhearted about spring training in Tucson, but wouldn't it be great if we had spring training down in Green Valley? A perfect place with all the retirees. I think it would go good. Good luck, guys.
Thank you very much, Terry. Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it, Chuck?
Thank you very much. For years, we softball players also played in Tucson on Tuesdays and Thursdays hardball. We're about 140 softball players, we're all has-beens. We're not never-wases. That's why we say we are born again. Thank you very much for your interest. Any kind of help that if you feel like donating, you make your donation to the Pima County Parklands Foundation. It is a 501c3. If you sign on the left part of the check, make it identifying project number 137, the Baja Project, or the PR-137, which is Parks and Rec. Make your check payable to Parklands Foundation and send it to Gregoria Tucker at Pima County Parks and Recreation, 3500 West River Road. And for any other information, we're in the process of putting signs in the community so that we can start to build this thing, whether there is a bond issue or not. Hopefully the bond will go through, so if and when it comes to fruition, all you people out there, please vote yes. Thank you very much. Do not pay attention to our legislators because they're giving us 11 more people. You know, the party of small government has just required 11 more people to oversee the 25 bond advisory people, the 5 board of supervisors, and our county administrator. I have no idea if they're being paid to do this with our taxpayer money or if they're volunteering. But in my opinion, when one part of a county, like Marana, goes to the legislators to snitch on something that possibly they can't do, like the wastewater treatment plant, I think it's terrible that this legislatures can overrule what's going on here. For 6 years, these people have been working on this bond issue.
And you're talking about the bond, kind of the oversight audit that they're going to be doing, mandated by the state legislature.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about them coming here to tell us that 6 years of work for all these people is nil And maybe our projects don't even come through then.
Here's Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News.
And Bill, we just saw Chuck getting a little political there, which actually doesn't happen much because he really, it's been very interesting to watch him navigate this whole process because it involves him having to be a diplomat, dealing with lots of different agencies, building relationships, sometimes stepping on toes. Chuck, what right now is the biggest challenge to get this thing on the bond or just to get phase one built? What's the biggest challenge?
Well, we started with only three phases. We're already through phase three. We're chasing four and five. There's been no real money coming from the county to support. In the old days, the $1.3 million that we've put in together of in-kind donations and about $40,000 in cash donations so far would have been doubled by the county. They used to have a program where if you did this, they'll do this. They don't have it. The economy has been bad. The HERF funds that we're taking away from the county are now slowly coming back. It was like approximately $6 million for the last 10 years. That was $60 million that Mr. Huckleberry might have been able to find some interest or something to give to us. But the problem is it's the economy, and I'm very grateful to each and every organization that has come up with so much already.
But do you think there's going to be a reluctance to put anything on a bond issue that doesn't bring money in for the county?
Yes, and I think it's very hard for me or anyone else to get funding to go to a county organization when you would normally think that our taxes would be covering building of parks.
Frank Antonori is with us, State Senator, on the Buckmaster Show live line for Chuck Catino. Go ahead, Frank. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing good. Hey, I was listening, and I heard the comment, I guess, that one of your guests made about the legislature appointing 11 people, and I was wondering when that happened, because I know Terry Proud had proposed something, but it never went anywhere, and there was no bill that I know of that mandated 11 more people to sit on an oversight board to oversee the county. And I was wondering maybe if he had heard something that I had not heard.
Well, Frank, when I was at the Quail Creek organization, when you were sitting there and when McSally and Sean and them were discussing what was going on, I had asked that question of Sean Collins and if he supported it or did not support it. And his response was, I'll tell you what I'll support. I'll support lower taxes, and I had to walk out. Hey, but as I understand it, it did pass, and she signed it just a few days ago. I'm not positive. Yeah. I don't have any idea if they are paid or not.
Frank,
but maybe you can answer that question,
Frank,
for me.
Let me clarify. I think there was that proposal.
There were six.
But I think the only thing that really passed, and you can correct me, Frank, if I'm wrong, is this the audit of the bonding. Is that correct?
There's no oversight committee of 11 people hired or paid or appointed by the legislature to oversee anything in Pima County. Nothing. Okay? None of that passed. Terry Proud floated that. What finally passed was to do an audit.
Yes.
If you know the state constitution, counties are political subdivisions of the state and are delegated authority and limited authority by the state to conduct local sort of services and whatnot. And it is well within the state purview to audit and oversee counties. And there's no such thing as federalism below the state level. And I hear this argument all the time, and there's a lot of confusion on that. But when you're dealing with local governments, they are granted their authority by the state, and it's in the state constitution that does that. And if there is a county misappropriating, wasting, or fraudulently using tax dollars, it is well within the state's purview to determine if they are or not by having an audit. And that's all the legislature is doing.
Are you in favor of what Chuck's talking about with this park, Chuck Catino and the park, Frank Antonori?
I missed the first part of that. This is a public-private partnership venture, right?
Yes.
Well, Huckleberry doesn't call it that as yet because the bond issue is not gone through. But if and when the bond issue goes through, our donation of $1.3 million and their $50,000 money is going to be. But right now, we're building this park, whether the bond issue goes through, whether the audit committee thinks it should or not.
Okay. No, that's fine. I mean, if he's using private dollars and working with it, and the people want it, I don't have any heartburn with that. That's within their purview to do that.
Frank Antonori, thanks for joining us.
All right, Bill. We'll see you.
Thanks a lot. And Chuck Catino, we're going to have to wrap it up here real quickly. And again, if people want more information, I don't have time to give you the full address, but they can also go probably through the Green Valley News.
Plenty of places on there you'll find how to donate.
And thank you all very much. This has been a very good experience. And thank you, Bill, for covering my back.
All right. Thanks a lot.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Police in Indiana say a gunman is holding an unknown number of hostages inside a real estate office in Valparaiso. Streets have been blocked off around the office about 40 miles southeast of Chicago. Police say officers have made contact with the gunman but don't know if anyone has been injured. The FBI says a Canadian man's facing federal charges after including a rather interference with a flight crew after causing a disruption aboard an American Airlines flight from Jamaica. Airline officials say the passenger stood up while the plane was taxiing at Miami International Airport and didn't obey instructions to sit down. Authorities say he rushed toward the front and was subdued by passengers. Partial results from Egypt's presidential election indicate the candidate of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has won a spot in a runoff election next month. More details at srnnews.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030. It is time for our Friday Reporters Roundtable. It's always fun. We bring in local journalists who talk about the week's top stories, and usually there is no shortage of news, and this certainly is not one of those weeks where there's a shortage. Joining me on the Friday Reporters Roundtable, Sarah Garrett-Gasson. Sarah is editorial writer for the Arizona Daily Star, and Dan Scheer, editor of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun. Dan, thank you very much for bringing in Mr. Catino. That was very interesting. I learned a lot. I did not know that Green Valley did not have an official public park, that they were all basically kind of affiliated with the private groups.
Right, and everyone in Green Valley will tell you we send far more to the county than we get back, so people really want this park.
We welcome you to join the conversation anytime on the Buckmaster Show, live line 790-2040. The Reporters Roundtable on the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Sarah, I want to begin with Thursday night's event, since both of us were Wednesday. Seems like, well, okay.
I know,
Wednesday's event, sponsored by the Arizona Daily Star and the Jewish Community Center, and broadcast live and was streaming on KVOI.com. We had lots of hits and continue to get hits on our podcast on KVOI.com. A lot of people interested in this because really it was kind of the first of all, there were only two debates to begin with. One was on public TV, and then this was really the only kind of live event. So there's a lot of interest in this, and we're seeing that on the hits we're getting on KVOI.
Exactly. It was And actually, I want to thank, on behalf of the Star, KVOI, because we were just listening to the podcast today.
Sounds good. The quality is excellent.
It does. Going back and just sort of re-listening to things that were said, I thought it was a really informative exchange between the candidates. I think it was a chance for all of them to kind of show themselves in terms of how they might be similar in some ways, the fact that all three of them are human beings, mm-hmm. And then the way that they're different. They have very different political philosophies.
Well, I will say, Sarah and Dan, after moderating some of these live events in the past, that I was worried. I thought there'd be a lot of hooting, a lot of people being the candidates being shouted down, and I really was surprised, Dan Scheer, how civil this event was.
Right, and I sat on the panel that asked questions a couple of years ago when it was Jesse Kelly versus Gabrielle Giffords, and the audience became the story.
Yeah, became the story.
Exactly, and that was too bad because this was a great opportunity, as Wednesday night was, to get information out there, hear it directly from the candidates. It's not edited, I was glad to see. I prefer a civil debate.
Yeah.
And we had one, and we had some good information out there. And I really think that we've seen, and we met with him a couple of weeks ago. Jesse Kelly has certainly matured, but he's still answering for a lot of things for a couple of years ago, as well he should. Ron definitely has a firm grip on the issues, and it has come along certainly physically since the shooting. So this was a good chance for people just to see for themselves, and that's exactly how it should be.
Even though there wasn't any really new ground, I think, position-wise, Sarah, that was broken, there was a surprise. It raised a lot of eyebrows, and it was when Jesse Kelly asked Ron Barber about who he would be voting for president in the fall, and Ron said that that's a personal thing and that's his vote. I was surprised.
Well, I was kind of – I'm of two minds of that. I can see why Ron, in the spur of the moment, would say, you know, this is my personal vote. This election is about the three candidates on this stage. It's not about other elections and other candidates, because part of what the Republicans have been trying to do is to link Ron Barber with former Speaker Nancy Pelosi and President Obama, as if they are some sort of triumvirate and that, you know, hang out together. But so
joined at the hip.
Yes. So that's a political strategy that the Republicans are trying to employ. And so I thought, I can see why Ron didn't answer the question, because then he's on tape talking about mm-hmm. how, you know, mm-hmm. President Obama. But then at the same time, there's nothing wrong with supporting President Obama if that's who you support.
Right,
and
right.
So why not come out and say it? So I think it kind of, I don't know, there was a wishy-washy quality. Although if he had said, you know, my vote is private, just as your vote is private, just as everyone's vote is private, maybe it would have come across more strongly.
And then they did change or kind of the next day, the Barber people said, yes, they confirmed that Ron would be supporting the
right.
president.
Right. And if this is – to me, it seemed like a purely political thing, as so much of this campaign obviously is. But to try to – for this this moment – of all the moments that there were in the debate and the back and forth and the exchanges, to make this like the signature thing that kind of comes
headline,
out of it,
the headline event,
it seems to me to be not reflective of the actual event.
Yeah, and it really was a no-win question for Ron for exactly the reasons you thought. And I'm sure what he was thinking is, uh-oh, what are they driving at?
Yeah.
Because, yes, he does support the president, and Jesse Kelly's been very vocal about the fact that he doesn't support the president, and maybe just to have answered it straight would have been the best thing.
And if I could, the portion of the event that we're talking about is each candidate got to ask a question of the other. And so Ron... Barber asked Jesse Kelly very pointedly, I thought, you know, 2 years ago you referred to Social Security as a Ponzi scheme. You said people on these programs are on the public dole, you know, things that are documented. Can you explain your change of heart or your thinking in that? And Jesse didn't answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those two moments were interesting in what they revealed about the candidates in terms of how the political dynamic is going on.
Well, I really think that this this is really amazing, these early votes, Dan Scheer. I'm looking for the latest here. Through Thursday, mm-hmm. nearly 71,500 early ballots have been returned, which account for 38% of a total of 187,600 ballots. Certainly, we're not going to have 100% of those 187,000. But, you know, when you hit 38%, you're really pushing some of maybe everybody very close to the voter saturation.
That's huge. Yeah. And again, these are Pima County numbers, but that is about roughly, 80% of all voters. The interesting thing is if you break those down, the independent and, quote, other voters are already – you can see that they're coming out. They're going to play a big role in this. This election, I almost hesitate to say this, but not quite. It could be over already. It could already be decided. Not to discourage people from going to the polls. I go on the day of. That's just the way I prefer to do it. But this could already be over in a sense, already decided.
Well, Sarah, and I also want to point out, love him or hate him about Fitz. I think Fitz's cartoon today – He had the podium and where the Mr. Manolakis was, there was a green potted plant,
right?
And it basically said that that the Green Party is really helping Jesse Kelly.
Right, I agree with that. Yeah, a lot of what Charlie Manolakis was talking about, he did add some. I mean, he's a character.
He went after Ron Barber.
He did go after Ron Barber, and he went after Ron Barber on things that were addressed in the televised debate, and that Ron, I thought, had answered repeatedly.
This stuff with Medicaid.
Yeah, which didn't really make much sense because Ron's professional experience was running programs with Medicaid. But I think it's going to come down to there are going to be people who don't want to vote for who might be on the more liberal end of things, and they're not going to want to vote for Ron Barber, and so they end up
taking votes away from Ron and the Democrats.
Right.
Yeah, definitely Ron's going to be hurt by this. But I'll tell you what came out to me once again, hearing Charlie speaking the other day, is simply that these fringe parties, and I'll call them that, need to put up better people.
Well, and I have to say, I think he needed to get 5 signatures. I got his entire campaign signature list, and it's one page.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Rose, for putting up that Fitz cartoon so I can get the wording exactly. There's a potted plant, and it says green, and it says the guy who will take votes away from Ron Barber. It will be very interesting to see if Jesse Kelly does emerge. He then becomes the incumbent. Then we have the newly configured CD2 race that will be starting up almost immediately. Question, does Martha McSally get into it, Dan Scheer?
Good question, because I've heard two different things. If Jesse Kelly wins, I've heard that she will not. I've heard that she also will if he does. So I think she's a big question mark. She was recently down in Green Valley. We wrote a long profile on her. Very interesting, very qualified. She just, I think, didn't get into it early enough to make a bigger impact, but she did finish second out of four, and she is definitely someone to contend with.
And my Democratic insiders tell me, Sarah Garrett Gasson, that if Ron does lose, they're not that that they're going to feel that they still will be optimistic because of the newly configured CD2, and that they will feel that they will have a better shot in CD2 than they will in this current CD8.
Right, and it's purely a matter of numbers, because in the CD2 configuration, there will be more registered Democrats within the boundary than there are in the current configuration of CD8. I think and the CD2 will lose the various Republican strongholds, I think, in Cochise County, and gain more of the center of Tucson, which is more Democratic in terms of voter registration.
This is the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of our Reporters Roundtable is presented by Adobe House Antiques. I love this place. They specialize in early 20th century European and American Western art. Adobe House Antiques, if you're on North Campbell, they're at 2700 North Campbell in a Josias Josler design building that was created in 1947. It's really a nice building, and that's right, Rose. They are right next to Plaza Liquors, which has such a fantastic selection of beers and rums. But I guess this is not a commercial for Plaza. This is about Adobe House. But if you know where Plaza is, you're going to find Adobe House just to the north. I got out of that one. Not really well.
No.
Dan Scheer, what about Rosemont? You're our Rosemont guy in covering, not Rosemont necessarily, our guy
right.
supporting Rosemont.
Right. Rosemont, the power line was approved by the state. Both sides claim a victory in this. It's really interesting to see them both spin it. Rosemont's happy because it was approved, and the opponents are happy because Rosemont has to go through a boatload of permitting processes before they can get anything done. So let's just call this a win-win, which is going to be very rare in this whole process.
Still have the permits, and looking at the story from Tony Davis in The Star, let's see, how many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 major permits.
Right,
to go.
Right. And you know what? I don't know that we're going to see a resolution by the end of this year. Some people think they do. I think Rosemont still thinks they're going to be digging next year. Doubt it.
Ken Bennett's kind of embarrassed right now, Sarah Garrett Gasson, put it mildly.
Yeah.
He said in a recent interview with KTAR Radio in Phoenix, "If I've embarrassed the state, I'm sorry." Well,
it doesn't really sound like he's embarrassed. That sort of sounds like the non-apology apology, you know, if I've offended anyone.
Where did this come from?
This is...
I mean, I know where the history of it came from, but maybe the question would be, why now did this thing come up? I thought the birther thing was pretty much...
Well, what happened was Sheriff Joe Arpaio...
Oh.
Resurrected this whole thing. He's actually sent his volunteer posse and I think an actual paid Maricopa County detective to Hawaii to investigate, and I'm using air quotes here for those of you who...
Did someone get a free trip over...
It sounds like...
to Honolulu on taxpayers.
Although one of our letters to the editor writers pointed out that using birther logic, shouldn't they have sent you know, these people to investigate in Kenya rather than Hawaii.
Hey, maybe get a safari out of that East Africa.
Well, and, you know, Ken Bennett also was saying, look, it's my job as Secretary of State to make sure that the people who show up on the ballot are legitimately there. That's kind of one of the defenses he used. But I'm going to tell you this, and I'll throw aside my objectivity for just a second. I've said it for a couple of years now, two things that you will not find in the Green Valley News anymore. One is cage fighting, because I don't understand it, and it's stupid. And the other is the birther movement. We did it early on. We decided it was a non-issue, and we moved on.
Those two may be related.
I tell you, you know, and Dan, I know this isn't something you cover, but I know Sarah does, and we all that live in Tucson cover it probably too much. We're sick of it.
Yes.
It's Rio Nuevo, but my goodness. Hey, I thought we were moving forward with the mediation. Jody Bain's going to be here next week. I'm not quite sure. Wednesday, Jody is going to be here, and she can explain it. But
one would hope.
Filing these multi-million-dollar lawsuits.
Yeah, it's like, let's talk.
Can't we all just
let's talk
get along
and go along this process while we're acting like we're all working toward the same goal, and then I'm going to sue you. It just doesn't, or file notice of claim, and I understand that it's not the same as filing the lawsuit, and there's different permutations of how you have to do that with municipalities. But come on. I mean, it's just bad faith.
Do you watch this from a distance and just chuckle, Dan?
Absolutely, Scheer? How we approach it.
Okay. All right. Dan Scheer, Sarah Garrett-Gasson, thank you both very much for being on our Friday Reporters Roundtable, and I want to wish you both a great holiday weekend. Thanks. Coming up with our weekend watch, Matt Russell's next. Stay with us.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Of course, that music signals Weekend Watch with the man we have dubbed Tucson's culinary cruiser. And as is his custom with Matt Russell, on holiday weekends, when it's a three-day weekend, he breaks out the T-shirt that says, "Follow me to a good time," and he wears that into the Russell Public Communication headquarters, their palatial headquarters at Swan and Sunrise. Good afternoon, Mr. Russell.
Right back at you, Bill Buckmaster, and a great Memorial Day weekend to you. You know, sounds like you might have had a couple of sips of rum from Plaza Liquors before today.
Man, I kept digging and digging, didn't I, though? Oh, my goodness. Well, Plaza got a nice little free plug here on the Buckmaster Show, and we like them, and that's fine.
Yeah, we love supporting locals.
So we're glad you've got Follow Me to a Good Time, and one of the first places you are going to be going this weekend is to something to do with a wine release?
Yeah, absolutely. Our good friends down at Canelo Hills Vineyards in Elginville are going to be having their annual summer wine release party. That starts today and goes all through the weekend. And, of course, we have some great wineries here in southern Arizona. Canelo Hills is straight down Highway 83, right into beautiful Sonoyta, and they're going to be releasing three wines this weekend from their 2011 vintage. There's going to be wine tastings. Of course, what's a wine tasting without a conglomeration of food trucks? They're going to be down there. Tours of the winery, tours of the vineyards. Canelo Hills Vineyard in Elgin is the place to be this weekend.
So there'll actually be food trucks on site?
Absolutely. So you can have a lovely glass of wine and then choose from among a number of different food items that are going to be there. I tell you what, Bill, this food truck craze has really taken Tucson by storm. I love it.
That sounds like it's going to be a great event. And as you say, that is that growing, really garnering a lot of national attention, not just here in Arizona, but across the country as southern Arizona and southeastern Arizona joins the big league ranks in the wine industry. How about dining out for a cause, Matt Russell?
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity when you can go have a wonderful meal and know that the money that you're spending is going to do some good beyond just for your palate and your tummy. But our good friends over at Raw Sushi, starting Sunday and going all the way through June the 2nd, they're going to be doing what's called Nikki's Week, which is a fundraiser for one of the founder's nephews of Raw, who was treated at St. Jude Hospital and unfortunately passed away a few years ago. But what they do, Bill, starting Sunday, is they're going to have a special Nikki's menu, and 100% of all the items on that menu is going to be donated to St. Jude. And this is a lot of fun. It's for a great cause. Again, it starts Sunday and going all the way through to June 2nd up at Raw Sushi, which, of course, is in the great shopping destination at La Encantada, which is over on Skyline and Campbell.
Tucson Originals, the summer specials continue, and I'm glad that your pick of the week is a Buckmaster Show sponsor.
of course. What better way to kick off the summer with the Tucson Originals than to have a great ice-cold beer up at Noble Hops Gastropub. In fact, the first gastropub to hit the Tucson culinary landscape in our history. Every summer, of course, between Memorial Day and Labor Day, there's a number of restaurants that are going to be hosting wonderful dinners for only $20. And Noble Hops is getting things started with a hamburger or a veggie burger, a draft beer, and a dessert, all for only $20. We love Noble Hops. Over 100 craft beers there. The rotating menu changes almost hourly, as it seems. And I can't imagine a better place to get a cheeseburger, an ice cold beer, and a dessert for only $20.
And I will tell you this, if you're not into the burgers, their fish and chips at Noble Hops is as fine a fish and chips as I've had anywhere in the world. You'd think you'd be dining right on the dock at San Diego. Wonderful fish and chips to go along with one of those craft beers.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Matt Russell, have a great 3-day weekend.
You do the same. Cheers, Bill.
All right. The Friday edition of the Buckmaster Show is made possible in part by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more about this beautiful place at SplendidoTucson.com. The Buckmaster Show also made possible in part by our friends at Flowers, Rieger and Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway and on the web at FlowersRieger.com. The Buckmaster Show is a production of yours truly, Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. On behalf of our team, our producer, Rosemary Brandt, I am Bill Buckmaster, wishing you a wonderful and a safe weekend, and we'll be back with you on, actually, we will not be live Monday, Memorial Day, but we've got some great interviews planned, including we're going to be re-airing that interview with UA Professor of Communication, Dr. Kate Kensky, talking about civility and politics. Very appropriate this time of year. Have a great 3-day weekend.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.